Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, charge to keep. My soul to save and fit it for the sky. Who gave his son my calling to fulfill, to serve this present age. To do my master's will. Mm-hmm.
Their part, with love in their heart, those that are lost. glimpse of God's glory for the world to see. Some will only see Jesus through you and me. A glimpse of God's glory. Now let us take a stand all over this land. A glimpse of God's glory. Now let us take a stand, woman and man. A glimpse of God's glory. Now let us take a stand, hand in hand. A glimpse of God's glory. Now let us take a stand.
Well, Brian.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm making sure that whoever playing a song, they might want to play another. I didn't want to interrupt that. I said, I know who. I went through the thing. Looking, I don't see nothing came on. You know, I just want to make sure, you know. And they have somebody right. On, you know. You know what I mean? You know.
Yeah, spirit on them. The spirit on them.
Yeah.
Well, Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning to everyone.
Good morning, sir. Good morning, everyone.
Thank God this morning for allowing us to see another day.
Yes, sir. Yes. In the name of Jesus. I'm trying to get my thoughts together, that's all. In the name of Jesus. How you doing? Are you all right today?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing real good this morning. Trying to get this, stay warm and get this day going. I had a flat on my trailer this morning at the shop.
So you're at the shop now?
I just left.
Oh, praise God. Thank God. I guess we try to start somewhere. I don't know. I'm just trying to get my heart right.
I'm just lying.
Say again.
I'm about to go on mute. I got to load. Pull it on the load, right?
Okay. All right, then. Again, praise God. Bless God. I don't know how this song popped up. But I guess it's some, it came in, you know. We thank God for what the words of the song say. Thank Him for God's glory. Thank God for the things that has been bestowed for us today. We believe that the redemption of the Lord is here. We believe that God is the one who today to give, you know, certain days they work, certain days they give thanks, certain days they glorify God. But we want to thank God at any time it ever come across your mind, knowing that it was Him who made this day out of reality. Man, it's been told a lot, but it's been the truth. God is really, truly awesome. There's some things God has done for the church that we can't be honored to thank Him enough, because He really, truly been good to the church. The church really deserves justice. But somewhere down the line, it is His mercy that He see us and He welcome us into the spirit of praise. And we thank Him for it. You know, every time I think about how, what God has done in our life, it just drives me home that, you know, there's a tree, you know, it's planted by a river, you know. And if that tree planted by a river, we find out there's some two different kinds, you know. I don't know what side you're standing on, but then the scripture makes it plain to you this morning. Hope God bless you with the word of God, the understanding of the Holy Spirit that He bestowed on us this morning. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you, Father God, for the word, that's already been up and through the songs. We thank you, Father God, for the ones that came out, Lord, that want to get closer to you. We ask you, Father God, that this will bless us this morning, Lord, that we get in your word and we reason it, Lord. Anything that hinders it, we just bind it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you, Lord. We know we can do nothing without you, but we can do everything with you, Lord. So we ask you, Father God, right now to have your way, Lord. Bless us this morning, Lord, that we find that we can remove your anger from us, Lord. Bless us, Lord, as you kiss us, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, if we try to lift up our voice to you, Lord, and say thank you. But we would believe that you made this day out around you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, might be some maybe sick right now, Lord. Maybe we're going through a little pain and trial and tribulation right now. Lord, we just pray for the strength, Lord. We pray for the healing, Lord. Lord, we pray for that you come in and make it be free in their life, Lord. We ask you, Father God, as we come in humble submission, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to move self out the way, Lord. And as we decrease, that you increase, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you in advance what you're already going to do and already have done. And we ask all these blessings in Jesus Christ's name. See how much you guys is up on the word of this morning. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standing in the ways of sinners, nor sitting in a seat of scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. That's what the book says. And he shall be like a tree planted by a river of water, and bringing forth his fruit in season, that his leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like a chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, the ungodly should not stand in judgment, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the ways of the righteous, and the ways of the ungodly shall perish. God knows each and one of us right now. Psalm 1. Is in this entire. May God bless to hear and to do his word. We thank God for the reading of the scripture. I want you to know there's two different kinds of men. There's one who strive to stay with God, and there's one who moves on every little wind, every little sound. He and she just move. And God said, you can tell them. And he can tell them, because he said in the last day, he said, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous. We don't have to go out and tell nobody that we highly favored. We don't have to tell nobody that. We don't have to go tell somebody we blessed and highly favored. Because I'm going to tell you something. When you really walking with the Lord, your light, the shine, it don't even come out. You don't have to come out that you show somebody, that you present yourself for them. You can just, someone could be watching you and you don't know they watching you, and you just, they see your every move, and they can see the Holy Spirit working in you. You don't have to raise up and say, when somebody say, how you doing? Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. Let me tell you something, that's a natural giving if you receive the Lord and you know the Lord and you believe in the death, burial, and the resurrection. But this righteous man, the righteous man ain't because what he done. It's because of what he believed in. We believe that Jesus came and coming down like he did. We believe when no one else believed. But there is a one who strives for wickedness. There's a one who's looking to stop us from trying to do what we do right now, coming up in the, waking up in the morning, trying to start our day off and try to go get a little closer with the Lord. And he tries to creep in, you know. And if you don't watch it, he'll come in, you and I. That's why we have to constantly pray and ask God to help us. Sometimes it ain't the person you talking to. It might be just you. It might be just you be the one who bringing in the spirit of the adversary. So we ask God, Lord, help me. Lord, you can feel yourself. You can feel yourself when you in the Word of God, and then you leave that Word of God, and then you do your everyday life. You go out and you go to work, or maybe you go out, maybe you just go out there and don't have to work, and you do your everyday life with just walking, trying to walk as a believer. The righteousness will show. You don't have to force yourself on nobody. But when you up of God, God's love is going to show in you. You know why? Because God is love. And when it's in you, people don't have to guess. Because you're not striving on because you know all the scriptures. You're striving on because it was the blood. It was the blood. The blood of Jesus is the one who give us this strength. So we can't boast. We can't sit here and say that we done it all. No, no, no. Not one of us on this phone can hold their hand up and say they did everything right. No one can say that. Even in from the pulpit, if we say this here, if all the way down who will greet you in the church can say, yeah, I made a mistake. I even had some mistakes so bad, I don't even want to tell you, my brothers and sisters. That's how it is in life. Because some testimony, help me, Holy Spirit, is just meant for just you and God. Until, he might let you say it, but until the Spirit moves you. So if you, that tree, planted by this river that you meditate in, this water that we call this living water that we strive for. You remember, Jesus went to the well and he was thirsty one day. He was very thirsty and he wanted to get something to drink, and he saw a young lady there and he asked her to give him something to drink, and she couldn't do it because she said Jews and Samaritans don't mingle with each other. She said, and this well that her father built, Jacob's well, you know, that she said that when she was drawn for this well, that she going to give him some water to live. But he said, now I got a water you can live for eternal with. The water you got right now, you were thirsty again. So they conversed back and forth, and finally she gave him something to drink. But he told her, because she asked about that living water that he had, he told her to go get her husband. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And she told him, I don't have no husband. He said, you answer correctly. He said, the five you had and the one you got in your bed right now is not yours. God can see your unrighteousness. God can, you can come before someone and someone say, well, man, now you're judging me. Now you're off in my business. Now you know, they told me the Bible said, you know, that they take that scripture and some people try to make some truth and lie that scripture. Said you can't judge, right? But then the Bible said, he just told us a while ago that he's going to judge. Verse 5 tells us, therefore the ungodly should not stand in the judgment, nor the sinner in the congregation of the righteous. Because why? Because God knows the righteous. So when you come before, God knows you, and he's gonna know us all. Because we believe every knee will bow and every tongue will confess to the Lord. But I want not to get past this judgment. You know, someone would come to me one day and ask me to explain about the judgment. And I said, let's go to that scripture, Matthew 7. And let's look at what I'm getting at that scripture. Now, you don't have to believe what I'm getting at. The scripture said, judge not that you be not judged. For with the judgment you judge, and you shall be judged, and with the measure of that merit, and it shall be measured to you again. He said, and why, behold, help me, Holy Spirit, thy mote that's in thy brother's eyes, but consider not the beam that's in thy own eye. But I'm going to give you something. Or how wilt thou say to the brother, let me pull out the mote out of thy eye? He said, and behold, the beam is in thy own eye. He said, thou hypocrite. He said, first cast out the beam out of thy own eyes, and then shall be seen clearly, and cast out the mote out of thy brother's eyes. Now watch this here. Now this is what people sometimes misunderstand the scripture, and they say, well, the Bible said don't judge. You know, the Bible says if you judge, you're going to be measured by what you be judged by. He's talking about someone who's judging you and doing the same thing you're doing, telling you something about your, what's in your eyes, what you're doing, and he or she doing the same thing. That's why he said, you hypocrite. He said, before you help Eric out, before you have anybody on God's plan, make sure you sweep around your front door and your back door before you start talking about me like I don't you don't need no help. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he said, and once you go there and you help yourself, help me, Holy Spirit, then you can go and help your brother, and you can see him clearly. So when you see him, you won't condemn her. You won't condemn them. You will let them know, I can tell you by a man who saved me in the same situation instead of the first time you went to him, and you're going to hell. You know you're going to hell, and you're doing the same thing what you told that person not to do. So if you go to him in a way of repentance that you show mercy and mercy came to you, that's how we look at things now. We go to it now as we've been taught that when we help somebody, you witness to them and let them know that you can come out of that. You can be helped with that. You know what? I'm going to tell you one, sister and brother, this is how we do with each other. I'm going to be right there with you. I want to pray with you. Let's pray about that spirit what easily besets you. Let's pray about that, because you'll be surprised how people can look at your fault and don't think they're doing nothing wrong. You'll be surprised how somebody can point out all your sin and don't need looking at their way. And most of it, and I hate to say this here, it is in the church too. They will condemn you. A lot of people can in the church condemn because they believe that help me, Holy Spirit. A lot of them do that because believe they thought that they think they're already in heaven. But let me tell you something. As long as you're walking in this body, you're going to make a mistake. As long as you walk in this body, you have made a mistake. As long as you truly walking in this body is going to be tempted. It's going to be tried. And you're going to have to be praying. Watch this now. Praying and praying. And once you get to acknowledge that you have fallen, have you? What the scripture said in Romans in 3:20, Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and came short of the glory of God. Now, this don't mean that we teach that you sin. This don't mean that you just keep doing what you want to do and you think you're going to make it in. It behooves you to do that, because the scripture said if you just turn one couple page over and go to chapter 6, it said, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? But the Bible said, God forbid, how shall we, what he said, that are dead to sin have no longer therein? What I'm trying to tell you, if you come to Christ and you say, Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, there is a process. You don't get this overnight. It takes time to have some of the faith that some of the believers have been walking this thing a little while. But let me tell you, that don't put God in no box, though. He can put that same one been going down this road 40, 50 years and give you something to remove out of you, and it feel like you've been doing the same thing, been walking with the Lord a long time. God can do some things if you come sincere to him, if you want him to deliver you and really mean it, and God will remove it from you. Then you know, then you won't be like that one judging somebody. You'll be like this here, telling that person about your testimony, saying, I know you can do it, sister. I know you can make it. It's a difference when you tell them like that and you tell them, you're going to hell. You know, you're going straight to hell what you're doing. And they're doing the same thing. They might not be drinking a whole fifth of gin. Help me, Holy Spirit. They might not be drinking 12 packs and 36 packs, you know what I'm talking about. They might not be going buying this and that. They might not be robbing nobody. But let me tell you, when you broke one sin, help me, Holy Spirit, you broke them all. That's why God look at us through Jesus. It's imperative that you hear what I'm saying right now. You and I cannot make it through heaven without going through Jesus. Jesus was the one who came down and walked this earth perfectly. Nothing a blemish on him nowhere. You can find any man, whoever you think, who any woman, whoever you think, and hold them up to Jesus. And brothers and sisters, we all got a big beam in our eye. Help me, Holy Spirit. yeah, but the only difference, Jesus didn't have a mope because he was the cleaner of sin. Because he came down through 42 generations for you and I. He came down and walked this earth like you and I and tempted and then sinned. So you and I could be having a pardon to death. See, death don't bother us. That's what he did. He came away to take away death away. So you and I can have eternal life. That's why that man, them two men, one was a sinner and one was a righteous man. But the righteous one, because he was so good, the righteous because he had faith and he was planted. When you planted in the word of God, when you offer in the word of God, you don't go around Bible beating nobody. When you plant in the word of God, you find a way to the charismatic and meekness and humble to tell somebody God loved them and show them in the word and comfort them and let them know that you can live this way. You can walk this way. There's nothing boring being a Christian. Only time it gets boring when you start focusing on the world. Help me, Holy Spirit. Someone said, well, they like to have fun over there. They like to have a whole lot of fun over there. They're out there doing their own thing, and no one ain't bothering them. They're rich, and they're getting all the money. And one time, I'm not going to read the whole thing, though, but one scripture over here in Psalm 73. When you get a chance, you can read the entire of it, right? The entire Psalm 73. It was Asaph. He wrote this. It wasn't David. David didn't write this psalm. It was Psalm 73. And he had seen the wicked being prosper. He seen the wicked getting rich, and he seen them having a lot of fun, and he looked at himself was a choir director going to church, and he seen all kind of trials. But verse 17 stuck out to me. Verse 17 stuck out. He said, until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood therein. Surely, look what he said, thou didst set to them on slippery places, and thou, look and see, cast them down into destruction. How are they brought into the desolation of them, and in a moment that they are utterly consumed in terror? You know, see, only God can do this here. I'm going to read a little bit more, but only God can get you somewhere. See, I was really believing the scripture said, I was glad when they said unto me, let's go to the house of God. Every time I get around my brothers and sisters, every time I come over here, every time I get in the body of the Christ, because we can have church because we are the temple, right? But boy, it's something like getting in the temple of the Lord. It's something about where you can get in there and get in that worship where everybody don't want to call. It's something about your mind when you get there, things change. Help me, Holy Spirit, when you can get somewhere where you don't like minding things. He said when he got there, and that's when he understood what God had them set on. We still don't have my son one, though, with it. We still say there's a separate, different, two different men. And then in the same way with Asaph, he had a problem. But let me read this little bit of it, verse 20. He said, as the dream when I was awakened, so all, it says, so, O Lord, when thou hast awakened, thou shalt despise thy image. Thus, look, see, thus my heart was grieved, and I was pricking in my ring. So foolish was I and ignorant. I was a beast before for thee. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, I continue with thee. Help me, Holy Spirit. And thou hast hold me in my right. He wants to hold me in my right hand. Look what he said, and thou shalt guide me with thy counseling after we're receiving to the glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon the earth that I desire to be beside. Help me, Holy Spirit. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. For lo, there are far from thee shall perish. Thou shalt have destroyed all them that are going whoring for them. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. But he said, but it is good for me to draw near to God. But it is good, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, for me to draw near to God. Let me do this for Eric. But it was good for me to draw near to God. I have put my trust in the Lord God. I have made declare all of thy works. Help me, Holy Spirit, just for the reading. Remember I said, if you get a chance, go read Psalm 73 in its entire. I just read from 17 all the way down to 28. You see how things change? You see how things change? How his mind changed? This is why when we come out here, I pray for anywhere you could be with someone teaching and preaching God's word, and they make it plain, and they make it, and they present it so that when you hear it, you understand what the reader is reading to you. You understand, especially if you get in there and follow along with the reading. But he had a problem. But when he got to the sanctuary, I like that. Let me do this again. He said, verse 17, unto I went into the sanctuary. That is the church, y'all. That's the church, he said, of God. Then understood I therein. He understood. God made it. He made it plain to him. God seen and heard how his heart was, and he changed it. A lot of us want our reward now, my brothers and sisters. A lot of us really want our reward right now. Let me tell you something. Your reward is not here. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. See, your reward is not here. Your reward is when you see Jesus. See, when you see Jesus, all the things you're going through right now, you're going to be able to look at someone one day and tell them, I can remember. I can tell you a day. Because some of us might leave a day. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm talking about leave too, son. Some of us, we can leave today and somebody say, well, I can remember that morning or that second that we heard thus and thus. But I can truly hear when he said that when he came into the sanctuary, he understood. When did you get the understanding that God is in your, is on your side? When did you get the understanding that when you can look at a circumstance and give it to God and he remove the doubts and remove what you were going through? Everything you're going to do for him right now, you're going to get rewarded for. You know, I know you want to get a house. I know you might want to get a car. I know you want to get your bank account want to be a little large. I know all these things you might want. And he know that too. But he don't, see, that's why a lot of times he don't give us everything we ask for. Some of the things he know will turn us away from walking with him. Some of the things that have us being like as an idol and we worship the being. So he give us in parts and things. And I'm going to tell you something. I've been around this thing just a short time, still a young man. And I found out one thing. If I just humble myself and hear him and let him minister unto me, because sometimes, another brothers and sisters, you ain't going to believe me. Sometimes you got to just stop talking. Sometimes you just got to just be still. Sometimes you just say all you can say and you just be still and just, don't get no music. Don't get no worshiping music and start listening to some music, you know, and just start ministering, let it minister to you and you just sit and get in peace. Then for long, you'll say thank you. And you haven't asked him for nothing and you'll say thank you. You have asked him for nothing, and you just start saying, thank you, thank you. In your mind, your heart, you know that you're thanking him just because who he is. Help me, Holy Spirit. Quit going to God every time for something. Just go to thanking him and giving him praise just because who he is. May God bless you. May God keep you. Always is my prayer. It's always been my prayer that someone always hears something and heard it and try to apply it to their life. And someone may ask, what must I do to be saved? It might be somewhere in the scripture that we can show you what we mean by how you and I know this thing is getting short. That's why we're compelling you to come to Christ. You can't fix yourself. I can't fix you. But I can present you to God And I found out one man planted the seed, another man added the water, but God does the increase. We will hold your hand. I mean, not just Monday and Friday. We'll hold it every day. Anytime you want to call and talk, we can do that. We can do that. If you need prayer before we get off, we can do that. If you want to tell somebody thank you, we can do that. If you just want to say, I was glad when I called the number today and you witnessed to me and you spoke to my spirit, we can do that. Thank God publicly sometimes and see what happens. I guarantee you, if you be bold before man, God will be, when you get before his Father, he's going to remember. What's this day? November the 18th, 2022. He's going to remember this day. He's going to remember that. He said, when you had an opportunity to say something or you need to do something, and I remember when you did that. He's recording our good, too. Help me, Holy Spirit. He's not only recording our bad. He's recording our good, too, church. And I'm going to tell you again, give him something that you can be guilty of in that area as well. I'm guilty that I love him. I'm guilty that I love him. I can truly say I love a lot of you guys I have never met, but it takes love to do what we do Monday through Friday. And let the truth be true be told, Monday through Sunday. We love you. And you really can't do nothing about it. So we're going to extend this offer again. If you want prayer, you can hit the one button. If you want to hit the one button and say it was something you agree or disagree, you can hit the one button. If you just want to wave your hand, you can hit the one button. If you have never done it before, you're on your phone, you can touch the phone and you can look at it and you say, okay, Rev, you can see it. And it'll say, you're now in the host queue. I don't know, Blood Joe. Sometimes you hit this. I don't know if you good, Joe?
Praising God this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, being thankful this morning. And I want y'all to continue to pray for me, and I'm going to continue to pray for y'all. And I'm touching and agreeing.
God bless you, man. I know what I'm talking about. What's up, my little friend? What you doing there? You all right? Everything been going well? Brother Joe. Your mama doing all right, Brother Joe? Everybody?
Yeah, she's doing good. Everybody's good. Praise God.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, then. All right. Good to hear from you,
right.
Brother.
Well, you know I'm out y'all way.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. What you got, Reverend?
Praise the Lord. Man, I'm thankful for that word this morning. I had a lot of noise and finally got to where I could come on. It was a quiet place, but I thank God for what we have heard. And I thank him for speaking. I thank him. But nobody else was blessed. I was blessed by it and thankful for it. I just want to thank God for continuing to be in our presence and speaking with us. It's a different thing when God is in attendance, and I just want to tell him thank you. Thank him. It's a privilege. It's truly a blessing because he could have looked over but he decided to be in attendance with us today. So I just want to thank him. Thank him for it. Thank him for that lesson. I like that how so wonderfully you explained it about two men. The godly and the ungodly. But that was right on time. It was right on time, bro.
Beautiful, Rev. I know you're praying, Rev. Rev, you know, it's a lot of time we come on. And I don't see my brother here, but it's a lot of time we come on and we know who's going to say something. You know what I'm talking about? We pretty much know they're going to say it, you know. Brother D, yourself, myself, you know. Religious, we don't do it, and we hope it is nothing to hinder someone to say something. We're not gonna embarrass you. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You know that's no stupid question. You know what I'm talking about? And maybe you might ask something. We probably can't answer at the time. You just pray for us. If we can't, we'll get back with you. But if it's something you need, a prayer, you don't even have to tell us your prayer. You know, you can say, "Can pray with me." You know what I'm talking about? Can you pray with me? And we'll pray right there. And we believe in it. Once we start praying, God will give us the words to say to him. You know, we
believe
that. Because he just showed us a while ago that he knows their heart. He knows the righteous heart. He said it. And then Asaph thought he was doing what he was doing. And he told him, he said, I set them on slippery ground. He said, but I got something for you, Reverend. I got something for you, God's plan. You know, then he told us about who judged. He gave us carefully to tell you it's a difference when you judge someone or you helping someone in love. Judgment, when you just condemning somebody, and you can feel, you don't even feel no love in the help, you know, Gemma. But when you continuously try to help somebody, you can tell, I might not be on the level with you in that situation, but can I tell you, God helped me in my situation? You know, there's a way, you know, you can help somebody, you know. And then if you don't know how to help them, take them to somebody to do. It's all right. So can I call this person? Can we pray with you? You know, so, you know, it's all right. You know, because everybody, you know, you'd be surprised who God might put in your place. So he'll give you, if you step out boldly to say something, you know, you'd be surprised what he might do in you, if you open your mouth. You know what I'm talking about? He might say, well,
yeah.
You didn't think you can do it, but yeah, you can do it. You know why? Because I'm with you. Because I'm with you. So I tell you in passing, Reverend, we are living in a day that right now no one is saying nothing. And he told us to say something. But one day going to come, we're going to all have to say something. And I hope people already have a relationship when that happens, man. Have that relationship with them. Yeah, sometimes you're in a relationship with someone, they want to hear you tell you, I love you too. Really? They want to hear that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
They want to hear it, man.
That's right. That's right. You know, a lot of it, Rev, people don't realize that this is just more than tradition. You can actually have a personal relationship with God. You know? Right. He'll speak with you.
Oh, yes. That's pretty good there, Rev.
Yes,
we ain't going to force nobody, Rev. We ain't going to force nobody, Rev. We ain't going to force that, but you keep on doing what you're doing. We're not going to force nobody. Yeah.
Right, right.
If you got something to tell them, you know.
I just want to tell this a lot of times. God have blessed me. I done came on here and things been on my mind, and he threw a lesson. He just talked to me through that lesson, man. And I just want to let people know he just speaks.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you've been doing with the church, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Real prayer. Can you pray for us, Real?
Yes, sir.
You know, if it be God's will, you know. I'll try to be on next week.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, this will.
Yes, sir. Truly. Thank God. As we go to God in prayer, Father God, we come thanking you for what you have allowed us to experience, Lord. We count it a privilege, even a blessing, Father. We ask, Father, that you forgive us for our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father, for the opportunity that you've given us. And you spoke with us, Lord, and we said thank you. You spoke to our hearts, Lord. And we said thank you, Father God. You blessed us even to be godly people. We count it as a privilege, even a blessing, Father God. Let us also remember, Father God, that it is because of you that we are the way we are, Father God, because of you that have delivered us and set us free and cleaned us up and allowed us to do thy will, Father. We are forever thankful for that. It's because of you and you allowing Jesus to go to the cross, Father. We just want to tell you thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Help us, Father God, to continue to strive to be the best you would have us to be, Father God. Keep us close. Keep us close, Father God. Keep our hearts burning and yearning, Father God, to, hallelujah, be, hallelujah, your people. Oh, in the name of Jesus, continue. We have blessings upon those, Father God, that is waiting for healing, Father God. Whether it's healing in the body, healing in the spirit, or the soul, Father God, whose mind need peace, Father. We pray for that, Father God, who some may be, oh, Father God, this time of season, maybe thinking about our loved one that has gone on to be at rest. Father, we pray for them, Father, continue to give them strength, Father. Let them know that you're still there and you still care and you're still holding them, Father. Just want to tell you, Lord, we love you and we thank you, Father. Thank you for the message. We thank you for the messenger. We thank you for healing in advance, Father God. We thank you, Father, for making a way out of no way, Father God. We thank you for faith, hope, love, joy, peace, even long-suffering, Father. We thank you. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your fruits that you've given to us. We pray, Father God, that we are being fruitful. Help us remove the things that would hinder us from being fruitful, Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for the word, Father. Again, thank you, Father God. Thank you for blessing us, hallelujah, to be godly people, Father God. Thank you for letting us know that it is a blessing to honor you, to worship you, to adore you, to be obedient. For we realize to obey you is better than blood sacrifice, Father God. So thank you for your grace and for your mercy as we attempt to continue to do thy will. In Jesus' name, we ask that you keep us, go with us, and stand by us. Oh, Father God, throughout this weekend, keep us, Father God, and if it be thy will, let us worship thee, Father God, and give your name the glory, the praise, and the honor. Even on Sunday, some have set aside for Saturday. But, Father God, every day that you give us, we'll continue to try to lift your name, Father God, and praise you in glory and honor, majestic and power. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. And we love you, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, keep us safe, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
If you know. Come on, just keep on worshiping God. Without God's grace and his mercy, time after time, he keeps making the way. Lord, you've been my protection every step of the way. Say it again. When I look back over my life, see where I could be, never would have made it this far. Now God's grace and his mercy, time after time, he keep making a way for me. How many of y'all could just lift your hand and say, Lord, you've been my protection every step of the way.
Lord. everybody. Because some of y'all apparently don't know that God brought you through. But oh Lord,
Lord,
you brought from me. So many things on my mind. I just want to say this. Every time I turn my TV on, bad news I see. It makes me sit down sometimes and say, Joe, you know what? That could have been me. When I see my family doing fine, that's only confirmation from God that he's still good all the time. Somebody know he's been good to you. Lord, you're wrong. Those that know that the Spirit of the Lord is here, lift your hand and just help us say, Lord, you brought me. Sometimes I just ride in my car, Pastor Strong, and I just talk to God and I just tell him, when I couldn't see my way,
Lord, you brought me.
You made a way out of no way. When Satan was trying to kill me,
Lord, you brought me.
Jesus is right there being protection for me.
Brought me through the storm.
Reverend Chia, I hear sometimes say, God got his arms wrapped around me.
You me.
I know it for real now, because there was a time when I just wanted to throw in the towel, wanted to quit singing. I wanted to give up on God. But how many of y'all know that sometime when we are not in our right mind, it ain't nobody but Satan trying to tell you that you are nothing. But how many of y'all here know that God will step in? I'm talking about somebody for real. Somebody here tonight that know that God will step in the sick room. How many of y'all been sick in here? Those of y'all that have been sick, just get on your feet. Those that have been sick in here today. How many of y'all, even in the midst of your sickness, can say, God was there with me every step of the way? We got single mothers out here. It's hard on them from trying to just raise their children. We got young men that think every woman that's switching belongs to them. But I stopped by to tell you, God will. Anybody here know God will? And if you know that God will, then lift your hand with me. I just want to call God in here. Will it be all right if we call him? Better than just call God right now and just say, Lord. With nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus.
Lord, you brought me.
Those of y'all.
Lord, you brought me.
Those of y'all that can hear us. Those that can hear us right now.
Lord, you brought me.
I'm not talking about just y'all that hear, but when the CD come out. For those that play it in the radio.
Lord,
Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ
Lord,
that strengthens me. There's nothing too hard for God. And as you know that God has brought you out of something, and as you know it, you ought to well just look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I ain't been good always. I ain't been good always. I've had to cry sometimes. I've been burning down so many times. But through it all, God brought me through. He brought me through the storm. Brought me through the rain. And I thank him. You know what he is. When I couldn't see my way,
God, you brought me.
You still brought me.
Brought me through the storm.
When I thought I was lonely,
God, you brought me.
And they said I wasn't no good,
brought me.
You brought me. And I'm kind of the one that don't worry,
Lord,
about things that go on in my life. I lost brother.
Brought me through the storm.
God brought closure in my life. Lost my sister.
Lord,
brought closure. But when I lost my mom,
brought me,
looked like I wasn't gonna hardly make it. I found out that there's a storm in my life.
Yes.
But when I got down on my knees and I told God, I need you to move my storm. I need you to move your storm in my life. I thought about Jacob. So I got by myself. And I began to pray to the Lord. And you know how it is when the wind blows. You can feel it, but you can't see the wind. While I was praying, it looked like I could feel something all around me. Y'all know the story. Y'all know how that is. I found out that God had sent an angel to answer my prayer. And I told about Jacob. And you know what I told him? I said, I ain't gonna let you go.